Welcome to Torat Imachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rufka Simonson, and today we will be studying Amos, Perek Dalet, Chapter 4. Living up to the task of being God's beloved and recognizing sin as the cause of predicted catastrophe were messages outlined by Amos in Chapter 3 as keys to escape from future punishment. If only the inhabitants of the northern kingdom would realize that the prophets have been sent by Hashem to predict their possible future. If only they would know that Hashem's help is at hand and consequently heed his warnings. But they have departed so far from the path of righteousness that even neighboring nations were called to look upon their disgrace. Hashem's treasured nation has forgotten the love showered upon them by their Creator and succumbed to materialism and disloyalty. Amos speaks to the cows of Boshan in the opening to Chapter 4. Radak comments that Boshan was a place of bountiful pasture, and the animals who would graze there were fattened and good. So the cows of Boshan metaphorically represent the wives of high men in society, because they are pampered, their self-indulgence has made them beautiful. Targum translates the cows of Boshan to refer to people wealthy with abundant possessions. Posuk Aleph, verse 1. Shim'u ha-davar ha-zeh paris ha-boshan asher bahar shamroin. Ha-eish kais dalim, ha-roitz tzois evyonim. Ha-eimreis l'adaynehem, ha-via v'nishteh. Hear this word, cows of Boshan, who are on the mountain of Shamroin, Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the destitute, who say to their lords, bring so we may drink. You, the wives of the nobles, are responsible for the maltreatment of the poor, for you incessantly require an opulent lifestyle from your husbands, who, pressurized by the impossibility of keeping up with your constant demands, turn to taking advantage of others in order to acquire luxuries to satisfy you. And so Hashem has sworn, Ki hinei yomim boim aleichem. Verse 2, that behold, there are days coming upon you. Destruction is coming. V'niso eschem b'tzinois. V'acharischen b'sirois dugo. And you will be carried on shields, and your posterity in fishing boats. Metzudas David renders, the enemy will carry you away on small boats made in the image of a shield, in the way of taking maidservants, not honourable women. And they will carry your children away on boats ordinarily used for transporting fish, with no concern for the fact that they are not made for transferring humans. This picture of degradation to those accustomed to honour ought to prompt an awakening. Rashi comments on Amos' description in verse 3, that there will be so many breaches made by the enemy in the walls of the city that women will escape through these rather than finding the city entrances. V'hishlachteno ha-harmino no'um Hashem. And you will cast off the haughtiness, says Hashem. You shall rid yourselves of your arrogance and the authority that you assumed. And now the prophet turns to condemnation of the sin of idolatry which is rife in the northern kingdom. Idolatrous practice, which they love to perform, provides more lenient ways of service than that mandated by Torah. He appeals to the people to know that as they continue to choose the easier path, their measure is filling up and they will reach the outcome that is tougher to endure. Amos invites the people in verse 4 to continue rebelling by coming to Beis El and Gilgal, committing idolatry, as if to say, according to Rashi, do as you please until your measure is full. Verse 4, V'haviu laboiker zivcheichem, lishloishes yomim ma'asreiseichem, and bring your sacrifices in the morning, your tithes every 3 days. In Torah law, sacrifices cannot be left overnight, and tithe offerings of livestock have to be consumed within 2 days. The contrast points to their weakness in following the path of laxity. Verse 5, V'kater mechometz toido, V'kiru nadavois hashmiu, Kichen ahavtem b'nei Yisrael no'um Hashem Elokim, and offer a thanksgiving offering of leaven, and call out and publicize the free will offerings, for so you have loved children of Yisrael, says Hashem Elohim. The leniency offered by idolatry is seen here again as the rules conflict with Torah law, as the Torah forbids offering leavened bread on the altar, and the Torah does not permit delay in fulfilling vows, whilst idolatry allows for pledged offerings to be brought when one can. The temptation of convenience features in the abandonment of acquisition of real connection to Hashem. Amos now depicts the stubbornness of the people of the Northern Kingdom by listing numerous atrocities that Hashem will have brought upon them at some point to inspire repentance, and after each one repeating the phrase, "V'lo shavtem odai na'um Hashem," but you have not returned to me, says Hashem. Verse 6. V'gam ani nosati lachem nikyon shinayim b'chol areichem. And also I have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, says Malbim. This refers to famine. I have removed all food from your cities, leaving your teeth totally clean. V'loi shavtem odai na'um Hashem. But you have not returned to me, says Hashem. Verse 7. Chelka achas timoter, v'chelka asher loy tamtir aleha tivosh. One portion will receive rain, and the portion that does not receive rain will wither. Rashi explains the curse is twofold here. For the field that receives rain in abundance sees its crops rotting, and the field that does not receive rain dries out. Despite drought, the people do not repent. Verses 9 to 11 describe suffering in the way of locusts destroying crops, pestilence, death of children, and destruction of portions of land. The nation remains unmoved to repent, even in the face of all these tragedies. So, some stern advice follows in verses 12 and 13. Lachain, koi e'eselach o Yisrael, ekev ki zois e'eselach, hikoin likras elokech o Yisrael. Therefore, so I will do to you, Yisrael, because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, Yisrael. Rashi reads, since you have not returned to me, I will bring all the evils upon you that I have described. Because you hear from the mouth of the prophets what I will do to you, prepare to come towards me, return to me, return from your evil. Amos is pleading with the people to repent and avoid punishment. Malbim indeed notes that Hashem is referring in this verse to the messages about evil being there to serve as motivation to repent. Hashem does not want to bring retribution to his people. He would prefer they repent of their evil ways and return to him. Verse 13. Ki hine yotzer horim uvoyre ruach, umagid la'odom ma seichoi. For behold, he forms mountains and creates the wind and tells man what his speech is. According to Maharikara, the powerful creator tells a person about his deeds, what he has done, in order to do teshuva, repentance. Constructive feedback is a gift, for through it one learns how to be better. Hashem, the God of legions, v'doyreich al b'mosei oretz. He treads upon the heights of the land, says Rashi. Hashem lowers the haughty, he humbles them. Chapter 4 has starkly pointed to the indulgence, arrogance, and stubbornness of the people of the Northern Kingdom. Let us consider how far we are willing to go to sacrifice comfort for a genuine relationship with God, to suppress our ego to receive Musar instruction, to listen to those who love us as they objectively tell us what our strengths are. Everyone seeks a feeling of connection. How much more fulfilled would life be for all if everyone chose paths to lasting satisfaction instead of transient self-indulgence? Thank you for studying together. Leilui Nishmas, Malka Esther Bastzvi Yosef.